What up, y'all? We are back live on The Truth 101.7 FM. It's your boy Ray Nitty filling in for Jazz Tyler on the Tap In, live from the American Family Insurance Studios, located in the heart of downtown Milwaukee, the 3rd Street Market Hall. We're talking about relationships. We're talking about accountability. We're talking about how we communicate, how we react. We're talking about what is mistakes and what is patterns. We're talking about all types of amazing things today. Here we go to start this second hour off. The question is, or was, how do you rebuild trust after a significant disagreement? And I was saying that I don't think because you have a significant disagreement, that doesn't mean that trust was lost. I think that, you know, we had a disagreement. And if we are able to communicate and articulate our feelings and emotions and points as responsible adults, then there's no need for trust to be lost. Now, if we call in each other names and you will be this and be that and I'm going to do this to you, it just got super you might not want to be able to. You might not trust this person. I'm gonna have to rebuild this trust with you and how we talk to each other, because you said you was gonna kill me, and now I gotta take that serious. So yeah, there's levels of needing to be rebuild trust in that aspect. Now, if we're talking about like rebuilding trust because actions were taken, whether that was cheating or infidelity or any type of nefarious activity, you know, yeah, it's a level of trust that would have to be rebuilt if that person decides that they want to rebuild that trust. And that'd be a lot of the problems, too. Fellas be thinking, let me not say fellas, because I don't want to just make it sound like I'm bashing dudes. But unfortunately, we be the ones on the wrong end of the stick on this, because, you know, we think, you know, somebody owes us a second chance. We think that, it was just this one time. And then you don't like the response, but they don't owe us to rebuild that trust. Sometimes it only take one strike. It's like softball. You don't get no whole bunch of four fouls in softball. You get one foul ball and you out. Zach said you get three strikes and you out, but in softball, you get one strike. So don't do nothing that requires somebody having to be like, nah, you know what? You just untrustworthy. I can't trust you no more. You went and talked to my guy behind my back, and it's like, I don't know how you rebuild trust from that. I don't know how. You went and smashed her friend while she was at work, and you took her car to go do it. Like, I don't know if you rebuild that type of trust. I don't know. Zach, did you rebuild? Was your trust restored after you did that?
No.
I appreciate you just rolling with the flow, Zach. Zach, like, oh, no, it wasn't rebuilt.
It was irreplayable. Wait, what's the word? Like, couldn't repair it.
Don't even make me mess it. Irreparable? Unrepairable?
Yeah, something like that.
I got to be messing it up, too.
I was thinking of Beyonce.
Some things is just unforgivable, man. I guess if I had to talk about my personal experience, I hate talking about personal experiences because, you know,
they're personal.
Yeah, they personal. And then, you know, people be knowing who your personal experience is referring to and stuff like that. But here we go. I remember this was a long time ago. I was dating somebody, I really rocked with this person. And I swear, I hope this person isn't listening. we were super cool, man. And this, you know, one would have thought this person was like the sweetest person. But then you realize, like, oh man, this person was super manipulative. I had parents thinking that I was just this terrible person, and whole time, damn, I did go through a phone, Zach. I went through the phone. I did. I was young though. I was young, Zach.
That's okay.
I went through it. I went through it. Then I went through it. I went through
pew,
it.
Pew, pun gun.
Then I went through it. You hear me? I saw what I was looking for.
What was it?
Man, what wasn't it? What wasn't it? You feel me? Then all of a sudden, you know, it's like I'm hurt. And as we stated that, you know, I just at those ages, I didn't know how to communicate properly. So I shut down. I'm not talking to you. You're filthy. I'm not talking to you. You got me looking crazy. And, you know, so I'm like, yo, I can't do it. I can't come back from this. I couldn't recover. And I didn't. And no matter how much she tried to, like, communicate, I remember this so vividly to the point it was, I almost gave too much detail. But the last straw was like, you know, she was still trying to, you know, resolve things. And I was like, nah, I've noticed your patterns. These ain't just mistakes. You feel what I'm saying? These not just mistakes. You got a pair of movie tickets in your jacket. I didn't go to the movies that night. You know?
Damn.
You feel me? These is patterns, not mistakes. And I couldn't let these patterns just continue to blind me because of love. You know, because I was in love. Or whatever we called it back then. Or heavily in like. You know, they say when you that young, you don't know what the hell you talking about. But yeah, man, Zach, it was I couldn't get over it. So I was like, you know, she was, man, you know, right now is when you gonna decide to leave me. I'm going through all of this. Like, man, I'm still gonna be here as a friend and support you through whatever it was, but I can't put myself through the toll of being in this relationship.
But if she couldn't be there for you in the relationship or vice versa, how are you going to be there for that person as a friend?
Yeah, so what's crazy is I felt like I could have still just supported them through whatever it was that they were saying that they needed support. But see, the thing is, I already knew that was the pattern. When I catch you up, you hit me with, oh, this is going crazy. And I don't do this right now. This is when I really, you know, need you the most. So don't. And I was like, nah, I can't do that no more. I hope this isn't the hurt curling. But, you know, it's like, I couldn't do it. And then I said, like, you know what? I can't do this no more. And then no lie, Zach, grabbed me by my throat and my Frank and Beans.
She did?
Yeah, in the whip.
It went from worse to worse, sir.
In the whip, grabbed me by my Frank and Beans in my throat. And was like,
prison.
Leave me so I could kill your black ass. And I was like, damn. I got out that car and ran so fast down King Drive. I ran right into Beanhead Cafe, man. Straight into Beanhead Cafe and didn't look back at a tourist ever since. But we're going to go to Al. 833-212-1017. 833-212-1017. Al, how you doing? I'm filling in for Jazz on the tap in.
I'm doing wonderful. If somebody cheats and you forgive them, you probably have low self-esteem, and you're not used to getting penis nor good cat, because there's too many of them that's out there. And why would I let you take up space like a storage facility when I can get somebody in your place who gonna do right and do more?
They can't.
And if people do say,
what if they can't fill that space like them, Al?
Bruh.
No, if they can't feel that space, that's because they're whipped and that person is hitting that spot. And the thing with men, y'all stick around because after y'all get done fighting, the orgasm is intense. After you tear the house up and bust the windows, then y'all climb into bed. That's why y'all stay around. It ain't that as good and as intense. You're just whipped and your nose is wide open like Richard Pryor's nostrils after he did some good dope. Because there's some that got bigger, that got bigger tights, some that's wet like the ocean, deep like the floor, and there's some that's long and strong like a semi-truck that will hit the spot and come out your mouth like a scary movie. But if you stay, because you have low self-esteem and you have no desire to replace it. So keep going through those trials and tribulations. Aretha Franklin, Bridge Over Troubled Water. Like Aretha Franklin, say a little prayer for you, but we ain't saying. We're going to keep it pushing, and we're going to move around.
Amen.
Why sell yourself short?
Man, sometimes Al be having the ultimate mic drop. Sometimes it's just you don't have nothing to say behind what Al said.
Have a great day.
Have a great day. that's what you say when Al come and drop a scripture on you. You say, have a great day. But 100% I agree with Al. A lot of times people get into these crazy altercations. And here it is, the guy that's stepping in that we just say, oh, we make fun of, not make fun, or we criticize the people that's standing around and just filming and not intervening. But then, as Al stated, you know, after they done tow up your Wendy's, in your McDonald's or whatever establishment they was fighting in and carrying on in, they finna go back home and get it on in another manner. Releasing frustration through penetration. And now you done got your head bust because you got... So where's that line? We intervene... Or you don't intervene, and they still potentially go home with the same person that was abusing them or fighting them or whatever the case may be, which is an amazing segue for the next topic that we have. Before we go to break, I want y'all to digest this question. Should love outweigh concerns about respect, accountability, and emotional safety? Should love outweigh concerns about respect, accountability, and emotional safety? Number is 833-212-1017 if you'd like to call in and get involved with the conversation. We are live on the Tap In on the Truth 101.7 FM. Who run it? What up, y'all? We are back live on the Tap In on Truth 101.7 FM. I am your boy, Ray Nitty, filling in for my homegirl, Jazz Tyler. Get well, Jazz. If you know Jazz, send her a text message, man. Tell her get well, man. Praying for you, Jazz. We talking relationships today. And these ain't running. Joe Bout. I'm just playing, y'all. So we asked a question before the last break. Should love outweigh concerns about respect, accountability, and emotional safety? I think that's an easy question. Hell no. Because if you lose respect for yourself, then you're allowing anybody to do anything to you. And you're going to accept anything that happens to you in relationships. And you become extremely, you know, just accepting and like, oh, that's just how this person is, and I love them. So
that's that Stockholm syndrome like mentality.
Yeah, so it's like I don't understand where we get that from. I don't understand where we get that from. The question is, should love outweigh concerns about respect, accountability, and emotional safety? And it's like, I understand this question, but it's like, I think this is an easy one. I think all the Truth Nation would be on the same page with this one. Once again, the question is, should love outweigh concerns about respect, accountability, and emotional safety? They came back, ain't bring me nothing. It's all good. No respect, no accountability. They don't care about my emotional safety in here.
No love.
No love. But it's all right, though, because we forgive them. Just don't make it a pattern. But no. No, it shouldn't. You don't lose respect for yourself. No. If you got concerns about if somebody's respecting you, the first sign of disrespect, check it in. Check it in right away. Accountability. If you can't hold somebody accountable, if you can't have a conversation with somebody and be like, yo, this is what you're doing and it is not acceptable. It's not right. This is not what I like. Like, no. He said it's a big line. Oh, big line. Oh, gotcha. Hey, if you can't respect me and I can't hold you accountable, then how the hell are you going to care about my emotional safety? You don't. You don't care nothing about my emotional safety if you don't respect me or I can't hold you accountable. Sound like they on Shannon, one of Shannon's strict programs.
Bruh.
Shannon, I'm just playing. Shannon for the Flight of Milwaukee. Yo, Shannon says she got the strict programs, man. She don't play no games. But I'm just playing. Shannon is all about respect, accountability, and emotional safety.
Which is, I mean,
strict program.
But it's also common sense.
Yeah, absolutely. 100%.
You can have that and a strict program at the same time.
Absolutely. That's part of the program. You feel what I'm saying? That's
and some people can't keep up, apparently. They, like, come on, what?
Man, but like, what do you mean you want me to respect you? What do you mean you want to ask me about? Oh, God. Shannon!
You done messed up now, boy!
833-212-1017 is the number to call. Shannon came through like a dude from Mortal Kombat, like, Toasty!
I didn't even have to text her.
Forever Nostalgia Weddings. The number to call is 833-212-1017. And the question that we're talking about right now is, should love outweigh concerns about respect, accountability, and emotional safety? And the easy answer to it is hell no. It should not outweigh it. Love should have a place, but it should never make you blind to the fact that you just get beat. You accept just disrespect. Like, I don't understand. Like, I don't understand how we allow, and maybe somebody could call and help me understand that. I don't want that type of love, and I don't want that type of love for my daughter. And I don't want my son to be passing out that type of love. The type of love where somebody feels like you have to be in this toxic situation, and that's I love you. I beat you because I love you. That's crazy to me. That's crazy. 833-212-1017. Let me see if we get Shannon to call in. See if we get Shannon to call in, man. Should love outweigh concerns about respect, accountability, and emotional safety? And emotional safety is like, that's a huge line in itself. Simply because emotion, like, if you can't feel emotionally safe around a person,
what's the point?
What does physical safety even look like? What do physical safety look like if you can't even be emotionally safe? To me, when I hear emotional safety, that means somebody can express their emotions and not feel like you are going to respond in this crazy manner that is just belittling of the emotions these people are displaying.
Oh, gosh. We're going to make Shannon wait on it.
Let's go to Ricky real quick. Ricky, how you doing? You live on the Tap In.
Hey, yo, man. Don't let them girls disrespect you, man. They're really disrespectful these days. They'll let you. They'll take you for every dollar and cheat on you with every man. Don't let them do it, guys. Watch out. Love yourself first. These girls, these guys, no good. Get your money and don't worry about these people. Goodbye.
Goodbye.
Thanks, Ricky.
Good. Appreciate it, Rick. Love yourself. That was a good try, though.
It really was.
That was a good try.
Had me in the first half.
Yeah, that was a good try.
Forgot we got caller ID.
Yeah. That's funny. I didn't even know it was a call ID, but I know it was somebody.
I saw the last name and I was like, oh, okay.
I know it was somebody trying to get me. But it was a good one. He kind of sounded like Drewski.
The voice definitely, like anybody else would have been fooled, but we know what he be on. So.
All right. We got Shannon online too. Shannon, let's go through this abusive program you got. Shannon, how you feeling?
Accusations. Listen. The program all along is based on love and respect. If you can't love me and respect me the way I want you to, you can leave. And that's what it needs to be based on. Or realize this situation is too toxic for both of us and I love you enough to walk away from it. That's the program. I don't play them games with these folks. You know, every now and then.
See,
you
that's, what I was,
on him, but.
That's what I was just going to say. What about your violence? Because it sounds like you beat man, Shannon.
Shannon,
you just had a status.
She said that don't deserve it.
Oh, she said that don't deserve it. I was just going to say, Shannon, Truth, go look at Shannon Page, that last status she put up on 16 hours ago. you know, Facebook going to show you the post.
Oh, man, I got to go.
Lunch break on Facebook.
I got to go through my stuff.
Yeah, man, you can catch me and
Shannon. I got to clear out my social media before I make calls pushing peace.
Oh, look, man, hold on. Right.
Let me clean up my social media.
Right. But no, Shannon,
man, I just think people got to have they standards and their boundaries intact before seriously dating people. Because if you don't have any idea of what you want and how you want things to go, you just destined to fall for anything.
For sure. So... answer this for me. Should love outweigh concerns about respect, accountability, and emotional safety?
Absolutely not. Because if you love somebody enough, you love somebody enough to be like, this is not good for either of us. I love you enough to walk away. I love you enough to know this situation can be a dangerous situation for us, or it can be something that possibly can put both of our livelihoods at jeopardy. You know what I'm saying? Like, if somebody pissed me off enough for me to feel like I got to beat on you or I got to wrong you in some way, maybe we need a timeout. Maybe we don't need to be around each other.
No, I agree.
You got to be adult enough to understand that. And then when it comes to friendships and even things like that, even people be hanging out with their bros or their friends or whatever, and they're willing to put themselves in, like, messed up situations knowing, like, man, this is a bad situation, but this my bro. I love him. I'm riding or dying. Every time you ride or die, you inevitably gonna die. So, you know?
Damn.
You gotta be...
inevitably?
You gotta be ready to check people. It's inevitable. That ride or die stuff is over. You gotta be willing to love somebody enough to check them, hold them accountable. And if they're not susceptible to what your program, they gotta go.
Tomorrow we're going to talk about your program, Shannon, on the lunch break. And if somebody's trying to, how does one apply for Shannon's program?
The 12-step program to be.
Right. You know what's crazy? Me and Shannon actually had this conversation a couple of years ago. And you say 12 steps, but I think she was at like 21, if I'm not mistaken, bro. It might have been. It was 20-something for sure. I got a we're going to go back real quick, Shannon. I want to get your perspective on this question. Me and Zach had some back and forth about it, but we'd love to get a woman's perspective on it. What's the difference between making a mistake and showing a pattern of behavior? From your lens, what is a mistake and what is a pattern of behavior?
That's a hard question. Just because at this age, I feel like past 25, most things is a pattern. Most people aren't trying new things past 25. If you're consistently cheating, if I'm catching you doing the same thing and it's not a misunderstanding, that's a pattern of behavior. So when you think of things like, we've had this conversation, this is what doesn't work for me. Because you got people in relationships that are okay with, like, cheating. I was doing makeup with this woman that said, like, that's not a deal breaker in my marriage. And I was like, oh, okay. Do you, girl? But other things were, and they ended up getting divorced. So it's like, depending on whatever y'all situation is, and you guys had this conversation, we're adults. Like, there's nothing, like, there's rules and regulations to live in, period. So after 25, I think if somebody steps out of line and conversations have been had, they got to go. But if you know, like, okay, we didn't have this conversation, and maybe your idea of commitment isn't the same as my idea, maybe we need to set some boundaries. Maybe we need to talk about rules and what hurts you and what hurts me and actually have that laid out. So
how do
it's
you,
hard depending on situations.
How do you identify if it's just a mistake or if it's a pattern, right? So let's say you with, you know, you got somebody that's enrolled into the program and, you know, they mess up on one of the steps. And let's say it was a vital step. Let's say he cracked something else. You feel what I'm saying? Is that, but he came to you, he was like, yo, I had a night. I had a time last night. And you know what? I did some things. But I'm telling you, I'm sorry. I did it. I'm coming clean. And it's not gonna happen again. Is he still on the list? Or is you like?
It's dependent on if the conversation was had, because sometimes people just think like, oh, well, we ain't really together. Well, we ain't really da da da. But if we have this conversation where we're like, we are in a fully committed relationship, this is what's going on, that's not a mistake to me, because 9 times out of 10, you're pursuing something, you're pursuing somebody. It takes a whole lot of steps to get to somebody's house and lay down in their bed. It's a whole lot of steps in between times, and it's a whole lot of lapses in judgment that leads to that. So, like I said, I don't think that's a mistake. Cheating on somebody isn't a mistake. The mistake can come in through, like, a lack of communication or a lack of X, Y, Z, sure. Like, oh, my God.
You just said cheating ain't a mistake. Wait, never mind. That's what you said, Sharon?
Yeah, cheating ain't a mistake. The communication is.
Nah. Communication can be, like, miscommunication happens. But cheating, if somebody's telling you, I will leave if somebody cheats on me, I don't believe in cheating, that you get one call that. No, like, it's not a mistake if you cheat. It's so many steps it takes to cheat on somebody. I don't think that's a mistake.
You think it takes a lot of steps? What do you mean it takes a lot of steps to cheat?
You got to pursue a person, get their number, take them out, go to their house, lay down, take your clothes. Like, it's some steps involved in this.
You mean, like all the individual action steps?
Exactly. It ain't like I walked out and slipped on a banana peel. That's not how that works. If it was that simple, then, yeah, sure, mistakes happen. But a lot of times when somebody's cheating, you also sneaking and texting this person. You doing all this other stuff that leads up to that decision. So I can't look at it as a mistake.
If it was a one-night stand, I just met this person. And we...
But then I can't even trust you to go outside. You got to stay in the house if we continue this relationship.
Damn.
I have to change the bed.
See, Zach, there it is. There's the answer we've been looking for, Zach. The abuse in the program. You heard what she said? You can't even go outside.
You're running out of time.
But I have to chain you to the bed.
That's why. But that's why if somebody is doing stuff like that, I'm going to tell you, listen, we ain't going to work, because now you done ruined my trust and you got to go. Before we get to that part, see, that's what I'm saying. It's up to you to be like, you know what? You're going to take me out of my character. you got to go. I love you enough to let you go so I don't go to jail.
Or you love them enough that you're willing to chain them to the bed. Y'all don't go anywhere. We are live on Truth Nation, listening to the Tap In. I'm filling in for Jazz Tyler. It's your boy, Ray Diddy. We'll be back, man. Catch us tomorrow, man. Shannon will tell you all about how you get added to the program when she chain you to the bed. We'll be back, y'all.
It went from worse to worse, sir.
You're not going to jail. You're going to prison.
Don't let summer pass you by. Turn it all the way up at Summerfest. The music, the moments, the memories you'll replay all year long. Summerfest, presented by American Family Insurance, June 18th through July 4th. Get tickets now at summerfest.com.
In Milwaukee County, equity means making sure everyone has a real chance to thrive. That's why the Milwaukee County Office of Equity works to help remove barriers, strengthen community connections, and
what up, y'all? What up, y'all? Welcome back to the Tap In. Ray Nitty filling in for my homegirl, Jazz. Yes, yes, yes. What up, y'all? We talking about relationships. We talking about accountability. We talking about red flags. We talking about should love outweigh concerns about respect and emotional safety. We also talking about when conflict happens, should the focus be on the intent or the impact? And I think that's what we was we didn't get to quite finish talking about intent or impact. Because sometimes people be creating conflict because they intend to have an impact. And they be, they be wanting to start something so they could be outside. Some people intentionally start stuff. I've literally had homies say, like, bro, she won't leave me. I've done everything wrong. I'm like, why don't you just leave her? And he's like, she won't let me. She won't let me leave. And it's like, you know, I do everything wrong. And she won't leave. What is that? You ever been that much in love, CeCe?
Yes.
She smiles so hard. She's like, I'm in that right now. I'm in that right. I can't even let that boy alone, man. CeCe smiling hard. I ain't never seen CeCe blush this much. CeCe, what you got going on over there? Let me find out. She got one of them Shannon programs, too.
Bruh.
He said, what?
He said, Shannon got a program?
Yeah, Shannon got a 24-step program. She wrote it down, too. CeCe, how many steps on your program?
She hasn't counted in a while.
Damn. That's cause she over there smiling. You saw she ain't had to worry about putting nobody on the program. Because when you're already on the program, ain't no need. Right, CeCe?
Yeah,
right, right here, smelling like shea butter and vanilla. that's why.
Damn.
You know what? I'm chill before we start getting text messages. Like,
could y'all stay focused? Stay. Come on. Can't talk about that.
No. What up, Truth family? We just having a good time, man. We just having a good time. Biko, we love you, dog. when conflict happens, should the focus be on the intent or the impact? That's what we want to know. When conflict happens, should the focus be on the intent or the impact? That's what we want to know. And I think it should be on both. You can't ignore one or the other, in my opinion. Because it's like, okay, well, what was your intentions? Like I said, like, we going through this conflict because you went through my phone. Now, the impact is we got to have this discussion. You either found something or you didn't find something. So now there's this uneasy feeling there where, okay, if you didn't find nothing, now the person who was accused or not trusted feels away. And if you did, if the person did find something, it's like, now you got some explaining to do. So should the focus be on the intent or the impact? I think it should be on both, because what was your intentions when, you know, you either did an action that created the conflict, or, and maybe your intentions wasn't even to create a conflict, but you just wanted some closure and clarity. Like what's going on? And speaking of closure and clarity, our next topic, look like we got a caller calling. We're gonna see what they want to talk about before we want to talk about here. Keisha, how you doing, Keisha? Talk to me. You are live.
Hey,
on the
Ray.
Truth.
How you doing?
I'm good. I like how you say my name. Keisha, say it again.
Hey, Ray.
Hey, can we clip that up? Can we clip that up, Zach? Hey, Ray. Can you say, hey, Ray, thank you. You sound so good on the truth. Can you say that real quick for us, Keisha? We're gonna fake like this is live call, Keisha. I'm gonna be like, Keisha, you live on the truth. How you doing? And I want you to do that for me so we can record it and use it on the radio. All right.
Stay focused.
Okay.
Cool. All right, Truth Nation. We got Keisha. Keisha, how you doing? Talk to me.
Hey, Ray.
Keisha.
How you doing?
I'm good. Keisha added some sauce to it. I wanted a professional drop, Keisha. Keisha, what? Keisha. Oh my God, Keisha got me sweating. Keisha, what are we talking about today? Keisha, how you doing? Help us. What's your thoughts on today's topic?
I really enjoyed today's topic. I want to chime in on your last question as far as if the intent or the outcome, was that the...
Yep, it was when conflict happens, should the focus be on intent or impact?
Okay, intent or impact. I honestly, it just depends on, I feel like, the situation, but I feel like intent for sure should be weighed out because it's a lot of things that can happen accidentally. No matter what the situation may be. So first I would like to look at a person's heart and what their intentions were. Like, what was your intent in doing this? Like, was it out of malice or was it out of genuine, who knows, hurt or just, you know, something that just happened, like a mistake. Like, mm-hmm. One day you hear and then next thing you know, is this what happened? You know how things just happen out the blue. It could be one of those. So I would say intent should be weighed in heavily, but I do agree. You do have to look at the impact because the impact can be life changing. And so when that comes down to, like, you know, things as far as like life or death or, you know, mm-hmm. something along those lines, you definitely have to weigh that in a lot heavier. But if it's something that I feel like everything is okay at the end of the day,
yeah,
you have to weigh out, was that person's intent, what their intent was, and can you get past it in a relationship? Because nothing is perfect. People make mistakes. So it's just, you know, trying to weigh that part out. Just figuring out where your person is coming from, because they intentionally trying to hurt you or intentionally trying to do something crazy, then that's when you have to really, like, rebalance and relook at the situation as a whole. But if it's like one minor hiccup or, you know, something that happened and it's like, okay, I ain't like the way you did this or that, mm-hmm. but I know your intent was it how I took it, then maybe that's time for y'all to just have one of those conversations as a couple and, you know, really try to work through it, because I feel like in 2026, people give up way easier than what they should. But that's just the times that we in. We don't have what they say, that old school 90s love no more. That's hard to find. So intent, I feel, is over impact, only if it's not life-changing or like life or death.
Oh, absolutely. 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 So I want to, you brought up some good points, and you hit on a question that we had before. You talked about people just, you know, people can make a mistake. And one of the questions we asked is, what is, you know, the difference between making a mistake and showing a pattern of behavior? So how does one, you know, deal with that? What's your thoughts on that? Is like, what's a small mistake? What's a huge mistake? And what's a pattern of behavior?
So to break down everything you said, for me, a mistake versus a pattern, obviously a pattern is something that reoccurs. A mistake is something that might have happened once or twice. I feel like in the realm of relationship, if the couple can sit down and speak on the quote-unquote mistake and the person who made it works to not make that mistake again, then that's a mistake. But if you sit down and have a conversation and say, look, this happened, I didn't like that, or this is where it went wrong, and that person continuously disregards those conversations and, you know, that other person's feelings, then it's a pattern. And now at that point, that's something that needs to be reconsidered. So I feel like, and you have to have the conversation. You can't just sit there and harbor feelings or have assumptions and keep it to yourself. Because at that point, how is the other person supposed to work to get better if they don't even know this is something that was a mistake or that bothered you on the level that it did? So I feel like a lot of people wait and harbor a lot of situations and feelings that their spouse may have done, and then there's a big blow up, and that's the relationship, or something happens in the relationship that didn't necessarily have to happen if they would have had open conversations and communication way before, like maybe that last cherry topper.
Yeah. No, definitely. Definitely.
Yeah.
Before I let you go, Keisha, while we got you on here, you're going to take us into our next segment. What is one of your relationship non-negotiables?
Relationship non-negotiables for me is dishonesty. And when I say dishonesty, I mean you blatantly lying about something. Or those, like, I would say little white lies, but no, like those lies, like, hey, where were you at? And you say you at your mama house and you was really somewhere else. Like, that's a blatant lie. I'd much rather you be like, I went to Benihana's with a friend. Yeah. Like, I ain't going to like it, but at least you told the truth. I shouldn't have, don't ask questions you don't want the answer to. But if I ask a direct question and you made up a complete different truth or story to that question, then now we have an issue, because what else are you hiding? What else are you lying about?
So if I tell you,
honesty.
If I tell you I'm at Benihana's, I went to Benihana's with a friend, and now, you know, coming home, everything good, or, you know, we got something that we need to talk about. I didn't lie to you.
I want
to
meet this friend. She was good enough. She was good enough to go out with you. Why you ain't take me? How you know I ain't want to meet the friend? Like, what you want? What type of friend is this? And then if it is that type of friend, and it's like, okay, or do you not want to be here? Or like that opens up the doors to other discussions. But at least I can say that you were honest about it, and I know what I'm dealing with. And at that point, that's for me to be cool with or not be cool with, but at least give me the option.
All right, so we got about 60 more seconds. So, okay, I'm like, yeah, you can meet her. Come meet her. And you meet her, and you think she's cool
now. You better
now.
Be ready to give me whatever I want off that menu. Because yeah. I bet you whatever she got, I'm getting twice.
And that's fine, but we doing everything you ask. You want to meet her? You cool? You got twice the orders that she got? Can we kick it? I'm being 100 with her. We could all kick it.
As long as she, you know, I feel like she is compatible, I guess. Like, you know, a lot of people cheat with people that are like, I don't know how to really put it in the correct words, but that aren't like equivalent to who they're with. Like they kind of like
they
go low, and it's like why would you downgrade? So like,
gotcha.
As long as I can be like, I can look at her and be like, I see how she got you. Like it got to be one of those. Like I see how she got you. She cute or she successful or you know she got this going on. Like I see how it was hard for you.
Got
but
it.
If she looking like you know the crackhead down the street and it's come on,
like, why are you putting me through
more
that?
From you?
No, for
why
sure.
Why are you putting me through this?
Exactly. For sure. Well, Keisha, we definitely appreciate you calling in. Please make sure you tune in tomorrow. Don't go anywhere. We are live on the Truth 101.7 listening to the Tap In. Ray Nitty filling in for Miss Jazzy. Don't go anywhere.